Thank you, Douglas. Appreciate the opportunity to join you all this morning, and I'm going to talk about the Soil Management Support Services. I first want to acknowledge my co-author, Harry Aswaran. He was the national leader for World Soil Resources, and he retired this past summer. And I had the privilege of working with Harry for my entire career with the NRCS, almost 20 years with Harry, so I certainly miss him. Let's see. I'm going to focus my talk on the SMSS project, the Soil Management Support Services project. I'm going to give you an overview of the activities and the many accomplishments that the project. The project was funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development. It was a project that spanned 11 years in the 1980s. It was staffed by the USDA Soil Conservation Service Soil Survey Division, and it began in October 1979, and it officially ended in September of 1990. And I say officially because there was at least another year extension, and there were some other activities that went beyond the official time. The SMSS project staff consisted of these gentlemen here. First off, Mr. Terry Cook was the soil scientist, and I'm glad that Terry, you're here today. I really appreciate you being here. He was based in Washington, D.C. with the Soil Survey Division. The next is Dr. Harry Aswaran. He is the program leader, also based in Washington, D.C. Next is Dick Arnold. He was the principal investigator of the project. He was also, at that time, the director of the Soil Survey Division. And then John Kimball was a soil scientist based at the National Soil Survey Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. I don't have a picture of Ray Meyer, but he was the project monitor with USAID based in Washington, D.C. Now, all these gentlemen are now retired from USDA. I believe, Terry, you're still active as a soil consultant in California. And I think Dick Arnold's also still active. He's in Indiana now, I think. John Kimball is in New York. I think he's pretty active. I think he's here at the meetings. I don't see him here this morning. And Harry Aswaran, he's retired in Virginia, and he's currently planning on going back to home to his native Malaysia. But these guys weren't alone in their activities through the project. There are many soil conservation service soil scientists throughout the country that provided their talents for the project. I've just pictured here, this is John Whitty, and he was based with the National Soil Survey Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. Now, the objectives for the SMSS project were to assist the less developed countries in using the soil survey and soil conservation technologies that are used in the United States. Another objective was to develop global linkages among international research groups and others to improve agrotechnology transfer. A third objective was to improve soil taxonomy for tropical regions and to help soil scientists better understand soil taxonomy and its potential for use in agrotechnology transfer. A final objective was to help people to make soil survey interpretations to aid agricultural development in less developed countries. Now, to help achieve these objectives, the SMSS project worked closely with these four universities. Guro Uehara and Gordon Tsuji at the University of Hawaii, Fred Beinroth at the University of Puerto Rico, Mayaguez, Armand Van Wanbecke at Cornell, and Stan Buell at NC State. Each of these universities had plenty of international experience, and they had projects that were complementary to the objectives of SMSS. The SMSS leadership understood early on the importance of soils information for agricultural research and technology transfer. They work closely with many international ag research institutions, and I've listed a few of these on the slide. The project provided technical assistance to USAID bureaus and missions related to soil resources. A major activity of SMSS was in helping people use soil taxonomy in support of agrotechnology transfer. Soon after soil taxonomy was published in 1975, there was an international effort to improve soil taxonomy, especially for the tropics. Fred Beinroth helped organize the first international committees, or ICOMs, in 1977. And this, of course, is Fred here. One of the rationales for creating the SMSS was to support the ICOMs. SMSS helped organize workshops and sampling trips and provided financial support to the committees listed in the slide. The committee recommendations were incorporated in the new editions of the Keys to Soil Taxonomy, which were updated regularly. SMSS also supported 8 international soil correlation meetings, which helped refine soil taxonomy and to help other countries to standardize their soil survey programs. Now, as I mentioned earlier, technology transfer was a major objective of the project. This was accomplished mainly through training forums. 29 forums were organized by SMSS and were held in Africa, Asia, Middle East, and South America. Most of the training forums were designed to help other countries to better utilize soil taxonomy for their soil survey programs and to help facilitate the use of soils information for agrotechnology transfer. And if you didn't notice, this is Terry here. This is Harry here. Each forum would last about 2 weeks, 1 week in the classroom and 1 week in the field classifying soil profiles. At each soil pit, the participants would have a copy of the Keys to Soil Taxonomy, and the field guide would have the soil profile descriptions and the lab data. They would have an opportunity to try and classify the soil themselves, and then a discussion about the classification would follow. They would also discuss any land management issues that were important for the site. Each of the forums had a proceedings and a field tour guide. A lot of preparation went into each of these forums. John Kimball and Terry Cook and other SCS soil scientists went to the different countries and worked with the local soil scientists to describe and sample soils along the planned tour route. The samples were shipped to the National Soil Survey Laboratory in Lincoln, Nebraska for analysis, and the lab data would be included in the tour guide. There was also a series of workshops that focused on soil management. These would include soil scientists, agronomists, and crop scientists. They looked at management issues related to acid soils, peatlands, and rice growing areas. I think the last thing I'm going to say about the forums was that they managed to bring together many of the world's top podologists. and allowed for great debates on soils, which really helped soil taxonomy be used more widely throughout the world. During the SMSS project, over 700 pedons were sampled in 52 countries. This data was used to help soil labs in other countries to standardize their soil analysis methods. It also helped provide basic information for future work in developing a global soil map using soil taxonomy. Throughout the project's duration, climate data was also collected and was later entered into a database. Using the Newhall model, a soil moisture and soil temperature regime map was created. And using the soil climate map with the FAO World Soil Map, a conversion to soil taxonomy suborders was developed. A major outcome of the SMSS project is that today 92 countries use soil taxonomy as their national soil classification system. This has helped those countries to better share agrotechnologies and has helped many to achieve the goal of food security. Thank you. That's all I have.
We have a couple of minutes for questions, if anybody has questions for.
I don't know if Terry, if you wanted to say any few words since you lived this history.
Yeah, I was pretty tip flash. But one, I think you mentioned a really good thing, and especially on the what we call the ISCOMS, the International Soil Correlation in the United States. For me, it was, I mean, Dr. Shurtman, like you said, Tavernier, people from the universities and colleges and research stations around the world, we would be talking about spodosols for 2 weeks, or about aridosols for 2 weeks, or verdosols for 2 weeks, and it was like going to a seminar or graduate course. Being able to meet with these people that wrote books and you held so high esteem, and you could talk with them face to face. And for me, it was one of the most rewarding experiences of my whole career.